Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Today we're going to be visiting with Neil Paulson. Today he is one of those who is working very hard with the Mount Nebo Masonic Lodge in Avoca, getting ready for the 6th annual Avoca Auto Show. Neil, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate it very much. How long does it take to put this all together? Do you guys work long and hard to organize all this?
Yeah, we actually start in January with deciding on if we're going to host the show again, because an ad has to be put in the car council in the month of January. So we decide if we're going to do it on actually in our December meeting and get the ad ready for January.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. You really have to put the word out quite a bit to have a successful show. It's really kind of out of your hands, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes quite a few of us to make this thing happen. So everybody's schedule is pretty busy, so it's just whenever you can get the time to do the task, then you just jump in and do it.
You bet. Well, this is the 6th annual show. Why did you guys, how did this all come about in the first place? Do you remember?
We started maybe about 7 or 8 years ago kicking around the idea of doing another fundraiser. Our fundraisers that we do primarily are to raise money for the scholarships that we give out to the graduating seniors from AHSTW. And just looking at different ways to come up with some funds, and that was one of interest to us, so we kind of kicked it around a couple years before we started loose on it, and it's been good ever since.
Yeah. Has it been pretty well received, supported by the public?
Yeah, a lot of the townspeople enjoy coming out to the park. We've lucked out every year so far. We've had beautiful and excellent weather for the car show. Great fall day, so people come out with family, and we have a food stand right there on site, so you can get a burger or a brat and some chips, walk around, look at the cars, and just enjoy everybody's company there.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we should remind folks, it's coming up this Sunday, September 10th, and the registration is from 8 until noon, and then the show from noon to 4. They'll hand out the awards at 3:30 in the afternoon, so plenty of time for folks to get there, plenty of time for folks to kind of rummage around a little bit and see what's there and ask a lot of questions. These guys, I say guys, or gals there too, but these folks love to talk about their vehicles.
Oh, yeah, they come in from all across the state. We've had some come from South Dakota, some from Missouri. So the word does get out, and people do enjoy bringing their cars to these shows and just seeing what else is out there and getting to talk to the people.
Yeah, you've got quite a few classes for this show.
Yeah, we've kind of expanded the classes a little bit. We get feedback from our participants every year, and we try to please everybody, but that's something that you can't always do. So we've expanded a little bit and added a few more classes.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a lot going on there. It's not just, we talk about a car show, but it's really more than cars.
Yeah. We've had quite a few pickups get added to it. We tried to do a bike show for a couple years, and that didn't really take off, so we went back to just the automobiles.
You bet. Do you have a favorite amongst the things that show up there, something you like to see?
Oh, anything that is loud and has a good paint job, that gets my attention.
That gets everybody's attention, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, you get a lot of good stuff there, too. What's the oldest vehicle you've ever had, do you know?
We've had a Model T, I believe, in there. I'm not exactly sure of the year that it is, but he's been there two or three, or maybe even all 6 years that we've started this. There's been one that shows up every year.
Do you have some regulars locally that show up every year?
Yeah, there's a handful that stop by. We're also in competition with another event that takes some of our local people off to that. So some of them try to alternate between ours and that event. So every other year you get to see some different ones.
Yeah. What all goes on during your car show then? Is it a lot of just kind of wandering around, checking out some of the different things that are there?
Yeah. We have a member of our Masonic Lodge who works for the Iowa Department of Transportation, and he brings a simulator down. So that catches some people's attention. They can climb in that. And I personally haven't been in there, so I'm not exactly sure what it all entails, but it seems to draw a pretty good crowd there when he brings it there. We've got a DJ that is playing music while that's going on. Of course, we've got the food stand, like I mentioned. And we also have a People's Choice vote, which it costs $1 to cast your vote for which car you think is best, and then the car with the most votes gets a large trophy at the end of it.
Yeah, I assume a show like this with so many classes, you've got a lot of trophies going out.
Yeah, we have, like I said, 27 classes, and each class has a first, second, and third trophy, and then we have the four specialty classes. So there's a total of 85 trophies that get handed out that day.
Wow, that's a lot of activity going on there. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the Mount Nebo Masonic Lodge, too, number 297 there in Avoca. How many folks are involved in the lodge, do you know?
Our membership consists of, I believe, right at 75. There's a few of those that have moved away, but they still are members. So I'd say we've probably got a good number, right around 40 to 45, that are local that we can have at meetings at any given time.
Sure. How would folks go about learning more about the lodge and perhaps inquiring about joining?
Best thing to do would be to show up the day of the car show. And most of us will be wearing a blue T-shirt with the Masonic logo on it and with a saying on the back, to be one, just ask one. And they could get some information from us then. We have petitions, pocket petitions that we could give to them if they're interested, and then just kind of see where it goes from there.
Yeah, obviously we've got the auto show. Are there other events and things that you guys do during the year?
Yes, in March, I believe it's usually around March, around St. Patty's Day, we try and do a pancake feed as another fundraiser. And then we've been doing that, quite a few years, maybe 10 to 12 years. And we just recently started last year a golf outing. We do that in, I believe, the month of June.
Excellent.
And so that's been growing a little bit each year, so just a couple more things that we do to try and raise money for the scholarships.
Yeah, and have some fun doing it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We also have a Cans for Kids program, which we have collection boxes set up in Avoca, Walnut, Shelby, Tennant, and Hancock, where people can drop off their redeemable cans, and then one of them that goes around and picks up the cans once a week, and then we have certain nights that we meet and we sort the cans out and redeem that money and give that back to the basically any youth organization in the community. Mostly it goes back to the school. We started that probably in the late 1990s, right at 2000, somewhere in that time frame. And we probably, just guessing, we don't have an exact amount on it, we've probably given close to maybe $70,000 back to the community just from cans.
Wow, that's awesome. That is great. Well, and you mentioned the scholarship fund is where most of this money will go to that's raised through this project, the auto show. Is that primarily what you guys focus on during the year?
Yep, that is one of the main focuses for Masonic Lodge is for the continuing education of our children. So that's one of our primary focuses.
Very good. Well, let's get them the details again on the car show, the auto show, coming up here this weekend. It's this Sunday, September 10th. Where will you hold that?
That'll be at the Edgington Park on the east side of Avoca on Highway 83.
Okay. And can folks find out more? Is there some details online? Do they need to register ahead of time? How do they do that?
They can go to the City of Avoca website, and there is a registration form there that they can pre-fill out there, which will save a little bit of time at the registration table, or they can just show up with their car and we'll just get them registered as quick as possible.
There's no cutoff amount of people you can handle, right?
At this point, we're going to say no. If anybody can get there, we've got enough room at the park, I believe, to handle just about any size crowd.
Excellent. Plenty of shade then in that area, too.
Yep, and the first 100 registered cars that pull or get registered get a dash plaque.
Very good. All right. Well, sounds good. The weather forecast for right now, cross your fingers, looks wonderful for this weekend. So you couldn't have probably asked for any better weather if the forecast holds for us. So hope you have a great turnout again.
We put our request in a couple months ago for the weather, so it's holding true.
Well, I'm going to contact you the next time we get that bout of rain then. You know who to talk to. Excellent. Well, Neil, thank you so much for your time here. I hope you have a great time with the car show, the auto show this weekend. It's the 6th annual Avoca Auto Show hosted by the Mount Nebo Masonic Lodge, number 297 there in Avoca. That's at Edgington Memorial Park in Avoca this Sunday. Again, registration 8 a.m. to noon, show from noon to 4. The awards get handed out at 3:30. Lots of fun. They'll have some food and plenty of shiny stuff for you to enjoy out there in the park. Neil Paulson, thank you so much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Jim, for helping promote the car show.